Good evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, Episode 3, Season 2. We are the Horsemen. I am your host, Corey. We got Khalib and Edwin in the building, and this is the NXT edition.
What's going on, fellas? How you feeling today? What's going on? Happy birthday, Hill Sparks.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Another year older, another year wiser. Surviving all of this nonsense that we have going on with this coronavirus stuff, and I'm still here breathing, kicking.
Yes, sir.
So I toast to that.
Salute.
Thank you.
My bad. I didn't know we were drinking. I would have had a bottle of water or something like that. You know,
let's get into it. What do you got for us, Corey? What do you got?
So we're gonna start with a little bit of news on backstage mood in WWE is reportedly not good. So essentially, WWE officials, the higher up, are not giving their employees any kind of bonuses or promotions. And this is strange to me because this is WWE's biggest revenue that they have ever done in history. They're blowing it out right now. What do you guys think about what they're doing to their employees?
I'm glad you see Corey. You know why I like you, Corey? Because you come with the facts. And the facts is this is some of their best stock options are high. You know, they just signed a $1 billion contract with this thing, the Peacock Network, and $200 million from Saudi Arabia and all this stuff. So you would think that they could just give their employees some bonuses, you know, just some little things. And I don't know what to say about this. Is it that this seems kind of if the reports are true. Now,
what's a bonus in WWE? You think
that's a good question.
What is a bonus?
What is a bonus? Yeah, that's why I said if the reports are true. Because you know sometimes these reports can be
I'm assuming like the bonuses are not for the wrestlers, right? Correct?
No, not the wrestlers. Just the employees, the executives. Corporate.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question. Like, what is a bonus? Like, sometimes with these sources, I don't know who the source is. You know, if it's a certain person that I don't particularly like, I would say that I question the sources sometimes. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just making up something to be making something up.
But I mean, I think
this was allegedly Figure Four Insider.
Oh, okay. They're not
so,
that bad.
So they're pretty good, yeah. Allegedly.
I just think WWE as a company would take care of, like, I don't know. Like, if you get a job with WWE, you ain't going to start at no 40, 50.
Shit,
I don't even know.
Nah, you're on the road too much. It's a lot of work. It depends. It depends on your position. But I think the lowest you'd probably start at is like 80, 90. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I'm just thinking like you look up their jobs on like LinkedIn or wherever they post their jobs, and like the requirements are like out of this world. Like,
right.
So I would assume that, you know, they're taking care of their people. So like I said, I don't know what a bonus is to them. So,
yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
No, I'm saying it, but I'm going to assume that this report is correct and they're not giving them bonuses and stuff like that, you know, and if that's the case, I do think WWE should, you know, hand out a couple of dollars to these employees. I mean, revenue, it is what it is. The revenue is higher than it's ever been. You know, they are blowing everybody out of the building. So you can give them a little bit of something, I would think, a little Christmas bonus, maybe a little holiday bonus.
Now, I mean, is it something like, I don't know, probably that we don't know that they're not doing it now, but they'll do it sometime, I don't know, after WrestleMania or something.
They're ruthless, man. Remember when they were like furloughing people and getting rid of all their talent, that they still, in their stocks, they still reinsured their investors that with the dividends. So they still kept their dividends. If they would have just stopped their dividends, they could have kept all their wrestlers. So to me, if I was a stockholder, I'm like, okay, that's good for me. But what about the talent?
Mm, That's true.
I mean, come on now. This is not even close. Like, I have a stat. They don't have to make any revenue for the next 5 years, and they'll still be above where they are. Like, they made so much money this year. It is outrageous. So I just don't understand why they treat their wrestlers like shit. They treat their executives like shit. They treat everybody horrible. So,
but once again, I do have to, you know, ask the question. Like Edwin said, what is the rate? Like, what have they been getting before mm-hmm. this? You see,
exactly.
A lot of times with WWE, it comes down to they just want to. I just feel like a lot of people that don't like WWE just want to come down to blaming something. Like, mm-hmm. they're terrible at, you know, the backstage problems in WWE. It's like, you know, sometimes I just be thinking this stuff is made up a little bit. I can't help but to feel that way. You know, I'm always hearing about some backstage nonsense, blah, 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 and they're not being treated right. And the next day I hear, you know, this guy signed a multi-year contract with the company. I'm like, whoa, I thought they were treating everybody bad. And he just signed a 3-year, 4-year contract. I'm like, you know, I don't know.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, that's the question. Where are you going to go?
There's no other options, man.
I told somebody this the other day. I said, you know, they were telling me about a certain wrestler that's re-signed with Ring of Honor. And I said, listen, man, the only reason why he signed with Ring of Honor is because WWE didn't call him. Don't try to make it seem like he stayed there for loyalty.
Loyalty.
I want to be a Ring of Honor.
He sure isn't getting paid, so it's like, come on.
Like, no, he signed with Ring of Honor because the two companies did not want him.
Yeah, that's
it. It's just that simple.
Or if he did, like, maybe he went to a trial and he didn't do good.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we don't want you.
Yeah. Who is this guy, allegedly?
You want me to say his name? Jay Lethal.
Oh, Jay Lethal.
You know,
black guy, mm-hmm. that guy with the blades, with the braids. I like Ric Flair.
I like Jay Lethal too. I like him too. He's one of my guys. But you know, he was talking about how, you know, he's re-signing back with ROH and loyalty and all this crap. I was like, listen, Jay, cut the crap. You from Elizabeth, New Jersey. I know you. You just could not get a contract with one of these big AEW or WWE. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it,
loyalty so. Don't pay the bills. I say that
exactly.
And this is a good segue. So speaking of paying the bills, Impact Wrestling inking a new deal with New Japan Wrestling. So I'm just confused.
Yeah.
So New Japan has a new contract with Impact Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Impact Wrestling is working with AEW,
yeah,
and the AEW is working with New Japan.
It's a love triangle.
So it's like a triangle here.
Yeah.
So are they all working together to try to take down the mega powers?
Yes.
Of course.
And could what they're doing, could that work?
No.
I mean, not gonna work. I give them, I say kudos to them for trying. I mean, here's the thing about New Japan, and I always said this about New Japan, and I don't want to disrespect New Japan. I know I come off as a New Japan hater a lot, but here's the thing about New Japan, and I'm just going to be completely honest. And since it's my birthday, I'm just going to be totally real right now about New Japan. They've only made 2 stars ever in their existence, and I'm going to talk about the two guys right now. The Great Muta is one, because we actually name a move after him, the Musou, which is named after him, and Big Van Vader is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only two people that's came out of Japan that have been, you know, this is these success stories that everybody wants to talk about.
You could say AJ.
I think of AJ mostly.
TNA. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, and then he got to New Japan. Whatever. But that's it. You know, I mean, people just take New Japan as this. They think it's some type of God's gift to wrestling. And I'm like, no, it really isn't. It actually. When I was growing up, New Japan, when I was a little kid, New Japan was actually just the place where the flunkies went. The wrestlers that just could not get over anywhere else went.
It just looks good on the resume for them. I mean, yeah. It's just a pit stop at the most. Yes. You know?
So I don't, you know, the whole, everybody's like so obsessed with New Japan. And that's the reason why I'm never that obsessed with it. Because I'm like, bro, I've, you know, 37. I've lived a lifetime of wrestling. I know New Japan. I remember when Vince used to put these guys on TV in 95. I remember when WCW had an agreement with New Japan in 93 and 92, and it didn't work back then. And then I don't think it's going to be working that much either right now. Like, they just don't have, like I said, with the New Japan, they all are wrestling. I just don't think translate that well to America.
That's the thing. I mean, you can't. Some of them are like very good athletes, very good wrestlers. It just won't transition because, again, like the language barrier is like very hard. So you just have like one of them will just come out to the ring and just wrestle, and then that's it. Like with no promo.
With some crazy theme music, like
some crazy theme or some crazy outfit, and like no promo be cut, just wrestle and then leave. Maybe say two words, but I mean, you know, that's. It's just hard. Like, you want to hear them speak. You want to hear a promo. Like,
I want to hear them talk. I want to hear their character. I want to hear their
exactly.
What are they about? Like I always say,
Edwin, you are a liar. You love this New Japan garbage.
I like much it. I like it. I don't love it.
You love it.
I like it.
And
And this being that we're on this topic, does Okada go TNA or AEW? Impact.
A what? Okada? What the hell?
Okada.
Is that a dish? Is that a
you know who Okada is. That's
their boy.
Is he going to AEW or TN or Impact?
Yeah.
You go to PWG?
You got to pick, bro. You got to pick one. Pick one.
I don't. Who cares? But I mean,
I say AEW. It's just a better market.
I don't see him going AEW. I mean, I see. Didn't he do Impact before?
Yeah, that's the thing. He was at TNA before. Okay, when he was here, he was a freaking cameraman. All right, that's how I remember him at TNA. He was a cameraman. Okay, so I don't know how he became.
He'll be on both shows. They got that damn triangle going on. He's gonna be on both shows.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
This doesn't make sense. I mean, as a business, aren't you supposed to like try to? Like be better than another business.
Now,
like you're not supposed to be working with your competitors. Like you're supposed to try to take them out. So why are you working with them if you're trying to be like the second best? It's just hurting my head. And at AEW, I don't know what Tony Khan is doing because I'm just. So what's his name? I don't want to butcher it. Is it Kenta?
Tommy.
Who had the Money in the Bank? I don't know what kind of briefcase this was.
They have their version of it.
Yeah, it's their version. He won this tournament.
So when he came out, Excalibur is like, oh my God, it's Kenta. And I'm like, who the hell is this dude? Nobody knows who this dude is. Now, like they're not trying to branch out of their bubble.
Right.
Like they're still getting the same ratings every single week. But, like them and AEW is the same.
I would say their audience knows who Kenta is, right?
But Kent,
the AEW audience knows who Kenta is. But the mainstream audience has no freaking clue who this person is. To the mainstream audience, all you saw was a purple-headed, slightly skinny, fat, chubby, small child into the ring and do the worst GTA go-to-sleep thing you've ever seen in your life. And a grown man like Jon Moxley sold it. As if he just got hit with a rocket launcher, and that's all you saw.
Okay. Speaking of Jon Moxley, he is getting out of shape, bro.
Everybody needs to
be out of shape. Do you remember when he had he messed up his tricep and he came back?
He was jacked.
I'm like, oh shit, that's now. I'm like, this dude looking horrible right now, and. I was looking through some news things and he's fighting Davey Boy Smith Jr. at a pay-per-view called Bloodsport.
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Yeah, he's doing
this dude goes is he not on the contract? He goes everywhere.
I don't think that's like in AEW's contract where you have to just wrestle for AEW.
Seriously, you go anywhere you want?
I think they have some type of thing in their contract where you can
do wherever.
Go to other federations.
Are you serious?
Because they how many times have we watched AEW pay-per-view or TV show? Have we watched the NWA title being defended, the the Triple A championship, mm-hmm. the tag team tip. Like I've seen that so many times in AEW. Like they, I guess they don't care about. And I see what you're saying, Corey, because I feel the same way. I guess they don't care about a legacy with their belts or something. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, because
it's funny that now that we're on like this topic too. I saw like a tweet. I forget what the report was, but it said how Finn Balor wants WWE to work with outside companies. And I'm like, I tweeted back. I'm like, absolutely not. Why? No. Why would you want that? Why?
Did he say that? He actually said that?
It was in the report. I don't know if it was true. It was a retweet. I looked at it. I'm just like,
he better hope Vince doesn't see that.
Why would you want that, bro?
Why would you want that? Like, to see why? That's that indie mindset. That's that indie mindset right there.
I love that word, indie mindset. Your job is to develop talent, right?
Yeah.
Like I think AEW has a diamond in the rough with Jungle Boy, mm-hmm. or what is Jim Ross called? Jungle Boy Jack Perry. Yeah. I like MJF.
Yeah.
I like Wardlow. Sammy's gonna be a problem. He's in hot water though. Anymore. He is again.
Yeah, he's in hot water. Apparently, there was something he was on. He's supposed to be on Impact, and
he said some, no.
Yeah, he said no. He didn't want to do whatever they had with creative right. with him in Impact. So he said no, and apparently he complained to TNA, and it came back to Jericho and Khan. Mm-hmm. And Jericho told him to go home.
Oh,
one of these episodes. One, I think it was when they were. I don't know. Somewhere in Nashville, he said he told him to go home.
Oh wow!
I love Sammy. Sammy now has
he's a stud.
Catapulted himself to one of my favorites. Because you're doing, I don't know what happened, but you got to protect your character at all costs. So I'm not going to go to a third rank competitor and lay down for whatever they're doing.
Yeah,
and come back and look stupid. Like
Jericho did help his character a little bit because when he first came, he used to come out with that big panda mask thing on his head.
That's true.
So he did.
I agree.
Give him some confidence. He did give him that panda thing had to go.
Sammy was always good though. Sammy had swag.
He was always good.
Sammy had swag, but the panda was. I mean, you gotta learn. You gotta learn, but yeah. Wow.
Yeah. This is crazy. I don't know, like AEW. Yeah, they want to have the, you know, the Impact champions on their show and all of this and all that. It's like it's not necessary, man. It just make you seem like you too indie, like you too much into that indie mindset. AEW should act like what they are, which is the second biggest wrestling company in the world. So they should act like it sometimes and be like, listen, we're just as big as any other people. We ain't coming here to have you or your flunkies and these other little raggedy promotions come here and try to take some shine away from us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's the next thing? Is it going to be one guy with three titles from three different, you know, and that's happened before, you know?
Austin Aries?
Yeah. And it looks stupid. It looks stupid. Like, so, I don't know. AEW, I just think they got to get it together.
I'll give them 3 years. It's done. It's over. Let's get to the main event. NXT TakeOver. We're going to start with the Dusty Rhodes Classic here, which I didn't know was the finals.
Yeah.
We have the women's, might I add. We have Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai versus Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart. I'll start this off. I actually like this match. And they gave it their all. Raquel Gonzalez is a star.
A star in the making.
She's a beast. I'm not sure if she was supposed to no-sell some of these stuff, but she no-sold a lot of stuff, and she just comes off as a beast. Like you said, she's a monster, and I can see them doing big stuff with her. I'm not sure where Emma Moon's going right now. Shotzi Blackheart is a problem, too. I really love this match.
The thing with Shotzi, she's good, but a lot of the spots and a lot of the just moves in general that she does comes off a little sloppy and just a little reckless.
Oh, Blackheart, right?
Yeah, like she's good, but it's just a lot comes off like, ooh, like, oh, you're gonna hurt yourself, or like, I'm just like, dang,
I agree.
But she's good. She has a lot of potential. But I think the standout in that match was Raquel Gonzalez. The way she tossed Ember Moon over that ropes onto the entryway, and the way she powerbombed Blackheart into the plexiglass, like she dominated.
Yeah. She gorilla pressed Dakota Kai on the outside.
Yeah, she's like a beast.
Like that's impressive.
She's a beast.
Now, have
we seen her cut like a promo yet, or like just do anything like no, right?
Nah, I haven't seen her cut like, a promo.
Not a live one. I've seen like a regular promo of like backstage, like it was like taped in advance. So I'm not sure how she really speaks.
Right, I'm not sure.
But it was for opening match. You couldn't go wrong. It was, you know, to me, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was okay too. Like I didn't think it was the greatest thing, but it was fairly decent. But after this match, man, energy was low. After this match, I don't know how everybody else felt, but you know, we're gonna get to that.
So let's get to it now. Kushida versus Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship.
I thought this was good.
I'm gonna start this off again. I'm trying to be nice here. Johnny Gargano needs to go somewhere. I don't know where, but he can't stay in NXT anymore. It's the same matches. It's literally the same matches.
It is the same matches, but it was good.
But it's the same. It's literally like it's like a. Now I'm not saying he's a great athlete, but it's like 50 false finishes, like 5,000 leg kicks.
The kickouts.
I mean, kickouts. The no selling made no. It made no sense. Like Oh my God, him and that group. What's that group called?
The way, come on, bro.
My guy Austin Theory like a clown.
Well, he is a clown, but you know he needs to step it up a little bit too.
I think Austin Theory. The funny thing about Austin Theory is, the thing is with Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano, I don't like to reference this guy all that much, but. I remember Jim Cornette had a thing where he was about Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory. He was like, "Is it when you see these two come out to the ring? Is it as if you had the bat signal and you call Batman and Johnny Gargano comes out as Robin?" and then Batman is Austin Theory. He's playing in the background.
In the background,
like for Robin. Johnny Gargano is another one. I know Frankie loves this guy. Oh, this is one of his guys. There's nothing impressive about it. I've never seen it with Johnny Gargano. I've never seen the hype with this guy ever. He's a okay wrestler. I'm not saying nothing wrong about his wrestling. He can do all the moves. He's good at that. But what I don't know what else is it with this guy. Like I try to look like deeper. Like, is there anything that I'm missing? Is there anything else that he's creatively? What is his creative juices? It's like nothing. And I have to watch another match with him and Kushida, and it's just them going through basically. It's like them going through training camp. That match. It was like we're just training. We're going to training camp. It's like a training camp game between the Brooklyn Nets and the Golden State Warriors could be fun. It could be fun, but you would rather see them just play a regular game for the championship. I'll put it like that, and that's what I felt when I was watching this match. Like, yeah, they can do all the moves. I get it. I'm all right with it. They can do the moves, but they can't entertain me, and they were not entertaining me. And that was the whole thing about the match. You know,
I think you just got to see a little bit more what Kushida could do. I mean, because we've seen what Gargano could do, pretty much. You know, it's a takeover.
And like Corey said, he's like, if some of these guys are still in NXT after years and years of me seeing them, and I'm like,
but it's just hard. Because you know if he goes up, he's just going to be lost in the wind. But...
well, maybe sometimes...
He'd be running for that the I-95 belt if he goes up there.
Because he's good. But it's just like if he goes up there, he's not going to... Okay. It's not going to work.
Here's the thing about somebody like Johnny Gargano, and these are some other guys that I kind of criticize a lot, I notice. It's the thing about Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, and Tommaso Ciampa, and... There's a sector of these guys that feel like they're lifers in NXT. And I literally see somebody like Priest be there for 1 year and then he's up already. Keith Lee, a couple of months, he's up already. It's like, why you guys are lifers, man? I don't get it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but they see what, like, you know, some of the stars from NXT that go up and like, yeah, they do nothing and they're like, ooh, do I want to do that? Like, I don't want to do that.
I don't think it should be their choice, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And Keith Lee and Damian Priest are two really big dudes.
I think Adam Cole can hang. He is small, but I think if he goes up, he has the most potential out of Gargano and anyone else.
Adam Cole, like, you know what's funny? Because I know we're going to talk about the last match and then him interfering in it. Well, at the end of running, whatever. Man, he keeps getting smaller and smaller by the day. Like, I make jokes about this guy for years, but I feel like he's getting smaller and smaller by the day. And I'm like, okay, did something hit you? Like, I don't get it. Like, you're shrinking every day.
He is shrinking
even smaller and smaller. And I remember Adam Cole back in 2000. I used to watch Adam Cole in 2006 at Ring of Honor.
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
And I was like, I saw he was small then, but he got even smaller now. Like, I'm like.
But out of like
the
small bunch, he has like the most potential.
Because he can talk. Yeah, I get it.
Promos.
But man.
Because like even they came out and they said that Vince had a problem with Rey Mysterio and didn't want to do that whole push. But I mean, it worked, but it was probably hard.
Yeah.
I think Rey Mysterio is a little different, right? First, Rey has a huge Latin fan base.
That's true.
And Ray's little, like, he's unique in a sense. Like, he's very unique.
I mean,
he has a good skill set, and he's a small dude, actually.
He was small in WCW, he was frail. And not in WWE, he was brawling.
He put some weight on, man.
But I mean,
allegedly, I don't know, possibly.
But Cole, like, I know you just said Ray has a big fan base. Cole has a huge fan base as well.
No, not bigger than Ray. Not bigger than Ray.
Go ahead.
You know what I think about when I think of Adam Cole? But doesn't it sound like his name? I always say his name. Doesn't it, like, it sounds like a clothing line in Macy's or something. Like, can I get that Tommy Hilfiger and that Adam Cole over there? Like, like... I always thought, I'm like, man, why don't you change your
name? Like a cologne, a name of a cologne?
Yeah, like, I always said that to her. I'm like, why don't you change your damn name to something else? Like, I don't know.
And it's so sad because looking at tonight, he's going to be there for a very, very long time.
Yeah, he wants those storylines. I see
that. We knew that was coming, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Speaking of a long time, this match took a very long time. MSK versus Grizzled Young Veterans for the Dusty Rhodes Classic Championship. So this was the men's version. And I'm not gonna start this off. Somebody will start this off. I'm gonna tear this thing up.
What's these guys? What's these guys' name again? MSK?
Must see kids.
Kids. Oh my God.
I hate to say this because I hate to put these guys over, but I think the acclaim from AEW is way better than these guys. Like, and that's coming from me. That's a pretty big compliment. I think these guys suck. This MSK, I didn't
expect them to win.
I mean, I was hoping they didn't win. I was praying they didn't.
I like Lee. Lee's talented. He's very athletic.
These tag teams are just. They just throw together.
Yeah,
like,
but I think that's the thing. Like, I don't think him and his partner blend, of course, with their whole storyline, whatever they say it is. But I think if he had like a singles run, it'd probably be a little bit better. But as a tag team. I don't.
It just sucks. I mean, you know, I was watching the other day. I was watching the worst WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 9. And
the Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
Everybody, I love that one.
Did you see the matches in that?
The matches were crap. Yeah, they were crap. But
let me tell you, I the one match I did like was my boy the Steiner brothers versus some I forget the tag team that they was going
on. Not Minor Mission, right?
Nah. But the point is, Steiner brothers, the Hart Foundation, the tag teams back in those days had one guy that was a jacked up guy,
of course,
that did all the mission. And then you had the tech. Yeah, it was a blend of stuff. These guys now, I'm watching. It's just it's two guys that's doing the same flips and tricks. And I'm like, okay, see, this is a good example of like one of you should do that, and one of you should do this.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this, and I'm just like, listen. I'm lost. This is a garbage match.
That's what I said last week when I texted. I was like, they just need to get rid of the Dusty Classic because it makes sense. Yeah. Like you have Tommaso Ciampa and what's his name?
Timothy Thatcher, right?
Thatcher together. Like, weren't they just killing each other? Not a tag team. Not yet, tag team. Then you had Kushida and what's his name? Killshot. Isaiah Swerve.
I'm just gonna say it flat out. I just think they're doing this out of spite for AEW.
Probably.
Just because, listen, Dustin and Cody, listen, we're gonna use your father's stuff. How about that? Because we can do that. Because we have the rights.
You don't think there's a way they can like stop that? Like,
no, they've tried. No. They've tried.
They tried?
They've tried to get all their dad's stuff, but their dad was an employee of WWE.
Yeah, that's true.
And he and all his creative property with the WWE.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is.
He did strike a deal for his name and a few pay-per-views.
Right.
This was, out of every match that I've ever seen, this is the top five most choreographed match I have ever seen in my life. Like, who was the black guy that was doing the flips? What's his name? Lee. So he hurt his back, right? Then next thing I see him do, like, he runs from one side of the ring, jumps over the other side, barely hits the people, and then he's like celebrating, and he's like, "Oh shit, I'm supposed to do my back." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
That's pretty athletic.
Not when you just hurt your back.
Yes,
you just
literally hurt your back. I understand that. But yeah, come on, it was athletic, Corey. Come on.
I will always admit these dudes are athletic as hell. Like, I wish I can do that, but. I mean, if I just hurt my back, I mean, I'm not going to go from one side to the ring and flip. Then he hops on he gets on the turnbuckle. Do you remember this part where he like did two backflips and then the dude like went into him so he can kick him in the head? I'm like, what, bro? He jump off the ring to do two backflips and then kick him in the head? What am I watching, bro? And even, Who's the commentator? What's her name?
Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix is like, man, this is some great gymnastics. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. This is gymnastics. I'm watching Circus Soleil. I'm watching gymnastics here.
That's what I said.
I will give them credit. If I heard them do a killer promo, I would say, all right, I can maybe get into them. Their promo this week was so bad. And I was so pissed off I had to watch this match. At this point, I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah, and then they do this weird thing where one of them would flip and get pushed.
Yeah, that's their like signature move.
That's so dumb. I don't even know how else to say it. Whoever told her that was a good signature move, I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
I have no words. I have no words for that match.
But I will agree with Edwin. I can see Lee.
By himself.
Maybe doing a little stuff by himself. This is totally out. I'm just, what's that guy? Legado Fantasma?
Yeah.
Is that
bro? You talking about
I feeling that dude.
Bro, he's gonna
the dude who has the
cruiserweight belt.
Who has the belt?
They just need to drop the cruiserweight belt and let him compete. Let him compete. He's not 205. Let the man compete.
Yeah. I agree.
When I saw him with Killian Cross, I was like, man, all right, bro, Killian Cross
gonna be a match.
This dude comes off as a star as well. He lost a little size though. He used to be bigger, right?
Yeah, he was bigger in Underground.
Yeah, he used to be way bigger than that. But Underground, right? But
the so thing probably, with him is like,
yeah, he lost some size.
He can actually like speak good English too. Like, if he were to cut a promo, it would be pretty decent because his English is up to par.
He has swag. He comes off as like a mob boss.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's a cartel, some type of cartel.
So what he needs to do, I like that. They need to get rid of those two flunkies, get him out, bring him up to the main roster, and then he needs like some big Hispanic dudes with him. Like what's that dude name from TNA one time? Hernandez. You remember Hernandez?
Yeah.
They need like some big Hernandez dude with him.
I would put Priest with him.
Priest? You could do that.
You need some heaters. You need some dudes that won't be as big as him. Priest comes off as the biggest star than him.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't want to put him with like, my opinion, you don't want to put him with Priest.
Honestly,
but you want some like dudes in the background that some big dudes.
He may not even need like a group. I mean, he would look a lot better in a group, but I just think he's just a star as well. He's got so much potential. I would pair him with because then that'll be a tag team, him and Andrade.
Stay away from Andrade. Stay away from the other dude,
Garza.
Stay away from them. They have bad juju. Boom. Stay away from them. Now let's go to a match that I actually liked: the women's NXT Championship match, Io Shirai versus Mercedes Martinez versus my favorite wrestler, Toni Storm. What do you guys think?
This could have been a lot better than what was shown. Right. I thought it could have had so much potential. It wasn't long enough either. It was like, I felt like the MSK match should have been a lot shorter and this match should have been given more time because it was pretty short. It was like, what, 10, 15 minutes almost?
Yeah, I think it was about 10, 15 minutes.
They did have that one spot where Toni Storm was taking apart the table. I don't know if y'all peeped and it just fell apart.
Yeah, I peeped that.
I guess she was supposed to put Mercedes through it and it just, I was like, oh my God.
She was, it just fell apart. That was kind of interesting.
But,
what you gonna say?
I do have to say, I don't know. Y'all might disagree with me. I know they said Sasha Banks is, what was it, number one?
On Sports Illustrated.
Okay, but when PWI comes out, I think Io Shirai has to be number one.
Number one what?
Women's wrestler.
Number one women's wrestler?
Yes, because how long has she had that belt?
It's like a good year now.
And she's gone through how many top stars? Mind you, she beat Sasha Banks. At Great American Bash. I think a lot of people forget that she beat Sasha Banks.
She did.
If she's not one, she has to be two.
Yeah. I mean,
no, go ahead.
I mean, in terms of kayfabe, I guess she would be, very high. But, I still think there's bigger stars than her. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte, I still think is a bigger star than her. But I see what you're saying. Like, in kayfabe, she does have the belt. She has the belt. She's had the belt for a long time, and she's beaten
big names.
A number of top stars.
Yeah.
But I still would see. That's always hard for me to see those lists, and because I have to. Those lists are always hard for me because like. How are we rating this by like?
I think like most matches in the year, like
right.
Who the level of competition, how long they've had the belt, and it's like two other things they look at.
Right,
but I mean,
I'll say this: whoever wrote that Sports Illustrated top 20, whatever, I hope I don't run into him. That's number one.
Toni Storm is number one.
No, that was just the character, the stuff. Did you read what he was? How he was like grading this stuff. It was just so stupid.
Yeah.
I agree with Khalib on this. Like, I mean, obviously, Charlotte could be number one every single year. It's like the LeBron thing where you're so talented, you can. It's just too easy for you. So she could be easy number one. Rhea Ripley's a star, but they botched her so bad. Like I said with Bayley is horrible. You see Bayley now? Like, Bayley has no swag whatsoever without Sasha Banks. So I've been saying that for a while. So I would say Io Shirai is number one. And she has good matches. She doesn't have bad matches. So I'll put her number one.
I can agree. I it's a tough one, but I can agree with that. I have no problem agreeing with that.
So let's go to the main event, the men's NXT championship. Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne. I gotta start this off. So, oh Lord. Oh, poor Finn Balor. So I think a few years, this would never be a main event. There is no way that this dude who points his fingers would be like main eventing with Pete Dunne. Like, it doesn't come off to me as a takeover match. Like, when I think of takeover, I'm like, okay, this is going to steal the show. I am just going to be at awe. It was just horrible. I feel like I was watching their English thing. What's their English thing they have on their network?
BBC?
UK? The UK crap? I feel like I was watching a UK match. It was just horrible. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was good, but it didn't come off as two stars.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about, I'm a big Pete Dunne guy. I like Pete Dunne. I just don't like that whole finger thing. Like, half of his moves involves like bending the guy's finger. Like, I just think it's stupid because we know he's not like breaking the fingers. Like, that's why you saw Finn at the end, like with his crinkled fingers trying to act out. But like, still, like, is the entire match was playing with his fingers. Like, it was just, I was like,
I mean, he broke his fingers like 5 times, no?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
How many times can you break my fingers?
Exactly.
The fingers. All the finger things and all the rest holes in this match and just all the, you know, the technical work rate that, you know, certain people like, and I get it, you know, I'm not gonna always take crap on people for technical work rate, but I still think, you know, story is more engaging than technical work rate because the match, like you said, it's two guys that don't feel like stars. Corey was right about that. It's just two guys that just don't feel like, you know, and especially one guy doesn't feel like he doesn't belong at all. One guy, you know, that's Pete Dunne. I'm sorry to say it. He feels like he doesn't belong there at all.
Nah,
like he's walking around, he still has the coat with the fur and looking like Bane or something. You know, he don't like he belongs there at all. And Finn Balor barely looks like he belongs sometimes too. And it's not that Finn Balor is a bad wrestler. I think he's a good wrestler. It's just, once again, it's one of these things. It's hard to explain. It's like Finn Balor, whatever you think about the Universal Championship is whatever, but he was the first guy to ever have it, right? And some of us might even consider that the top title in WWE, some people. But the fact that now you're wrestling in NXT and you're trying to make the NXT title seem like the prestigious thing, it's like, it's a stretch, man. It's always a stretch for me to watch this and be on some, it's the same level. It's like, nah, bro, you done digressed, if that's even a word. You went down, you downsized. You had demoted.
Ever since that injury, it's just,
yeah,
it was downhill from there. Ever since that injury, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like a guy can't start off eating filet mignon and then go to some, you know, bologna. Like, no, and then act like the bologna is so much better than the filet mignon. Like, oh look, I got bologna now. It's like, no, but you had filet mignon. You had good quality steak before. Like, you know, I don't know.
He should be thanking Vince because, once again, I know I make this joke, a running joke, but you've been running for that belt as well. I'm guaranteeing you that. So he's lucky he's at NXT. And he is nothing without that demon character. I know, Edwin, we've seen a demon a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of the best entrances I've ever seen in my life.
You need to do it more
like,
often.
No, I don't want to. That's the thing. I didn't want them to bring it often because it would be like the theme, man. It would have like dried out.
He should bring that out for big times, though. Well, like, he needs that. Like,
he did say it's coming back soon. He didn't say when, but there is plans to bring it back soon. I don't know when, but
thank the Lord.
Need a bad man. He needs something like he needs a but shot.
The thing is, it's like you gotta have. It's not. It's, that character is something you bring out where he's like, I guess, not even weak. Where he's just he doesn't stand a chance. Because you know the demon's like some sort of like you know like the fiend stronger or whatever.
But, when he did the demon character the last time I don't know it was the last time I saw it but I remember one time he. He beat Bobby Lashley.
He beat Bobby. That was WrestleMania.
Like and, 2 minutes.
Yeah. In yeah. 2 minutes. And I'm like, you should do this more often. If you could beat guys like him.
But I mean, like he was like pushed to his limit. Like Bobby Lashley kept beating him. And all of a sudden it was just like, all right, you know, I need my alter ego to come out now.
I like what you just said. It's alter ego. See, there's a big difference between him and the Fiend. Like the Fiend should have been an alter ego. Then you could have took it more seriously. Exactly. Like now that they made a Fiend like a mystical character, like I like the alter ego. Like now he thinks like, okay, I'm pushing mm-hmm. my limits. Now I gotta like really
you gotta up it up a little bit.
I like that. I really like the Fiend though. In the beginning, man, I'll be honest, they just butchered that character so bad, man. Oh my god,
they literally burnt him.
Literally burnt him.
Set him on fire and said,
"We haven't seen him since." Is he coming
thank
back?
Thank the Lord. I don't care. I don't care about
it. All right, but back to this, the main event. Of course, Finn Balor wins. He gets jumped by Oney Larkin and Danny Burch, and Undisputed comes out right. And then they're all posing in the ring, and here comes Adam Cole laying the super kicks. It is about damn time.
Yeah.
How long have we been saying he needs to separate from these guys?
They'll drag him down.
Don't get me wrong. Corey, you know me. I'm a big Undisputed guy. Always been a big Undisputed guy. Always been a big Adam Cole guy. But like, it's about time. The guy's a star. It's probably just going to lead to, I think, Kyle O'Reilly versus Cole. But about time.
That super kick that he gave to Kyle O'Reilly, that was great.
Yeah.
That one was actually my favorite. I think it can help because like I said, like I thought everything else was lackluster in terms of this show. And actually in terms of NXT in general, their shows over this weekend and you know, the weekends prior. Have been lackluster. It's been lackluster, to say the least. There's no big angle. There's no real big stars emerging. Except, you know, the only good thing I thought tonight, to be honest, is that I see that somebody is finally listening to me. And I want to applaud whoever that is in WWE that has finally heard the calls from people like me. They call him something else now. To sign Eli Drake.
LA King.
Yeah.
That's that? LA Knight.
LA Knight, whatever they call it.
What the hell is that? LA Knight. What is that? Can somebody tell me that? Who came up with that name? Like, what the hell is LA Knight?
I don't know, but kudos to them for finally signing somebody that one looks like a man, two acts like a man, three talks like a man.
But
in that ring, like
how far can you get with that name though? LA King.
Yeah, I don't know why they just.
Wait, that's his name, LA King. They don't call him LA King.
That's his name, LA King.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they could just call him Eli Drake.
But like, he cut a good promo. He came in. He cut a wonderful promo. Great promo.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out what exactly is his gimmick? Is he going to be like some Hollywood star or like?
Yeah. Well, he's going to do the same. He's doing the same promos that he's always done. All these years, and that's why I like him so much. He's doing the whole, you know, you're just an idiot. You're a peon to me. which I like. I've always liked when wrestlers did that, when they always act like people were just like underneath them, like mm-hmm. The Rock and the Jabronis and all that stuff. I like all that because it makes you feel bigger than life sometimes. And those are the type of characters that I like. And so kudos to them for signing him. He was the last, I thought, big free agent out there that one of these companies should have signed. We might disagree with Ryback. I still like Ryback, but whatever.
I'm gonna leave. We'll leave that for next week.
So, yeah, I'm just happy that he has a chance to show, like, and I'm happy that he's in WWE. I think he can give. I hope they move him up quick to the main roster.
Think him? Well, who do you think they have him feud with right away?
You can have him feud with. It's very easy. You can have him feud with Elias in the beginning because he's talking. Elias is doing his music crap. He can come in and cut off Elias.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, what about NXT?
See, I think that would be a little bit different because, like I said, Eli Drake, and for people that don't never saw him wrestle, this is a legitimate 6'3", 250-pound guy.
Great shape.
Yeah. So great, this is a legitimate heavyweight. So you're going to have to put him in with, the heavyweights that you have, which is not a lot, but you're going to have to find him. I remember when he was in TNA years ago, he used to have a feud with Killer Cross or Karrion Kross.
That would be good to see.
You know, so maybe they'll do that. That would be great. And if they could just take Brian Cage out of AEW and bring him over there, that also would be great. They all do that. They was all in like some type of three mm-hmm. thing going on in TNA, and they can go back to that. You know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Cage got to leave AEW.
Yeah, man, you got to get out of there, man. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, Cage needs to step his game up. Cage is still very green, man. Very indie.
Yeah.
So he needs, and I hope they don't eat. I hope they don't EC3 him, man, because EC3 was a problem, man. They just like ruined him.
Yeah, EC3. That was another big guy that for some reason
great on great promos, but again, I don't know. But that wraps up episode
whoa,
three, right? King's Court.
There is one more thing.
Baron Corbin's views.
I gotta talk about this.
Go ahead.
We've been texting about this Bad Bunny guy.
Yeah. Bad Bunny.
I don't like Bad Bunny. And I think he's ruining the business right now.
Wow.
No.
I think he's ruining it. I think he's ruining the business.
He's only there for a short period of time. He's not here for a year.
I don't want him on my look, let me tell you something. I Googled him. I looked him up a little bit. So I know his music, obviously. But I Googled him. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't know he really is about this WWE life. I didn't know that.
Big fan.
So,
yeah.
Big fan. I'm like, all right. I'll take back a little bit, but I think in the long run, I was going to bury him right now, but I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be nice. My mind is starting to pull back a little bit, but this is ruining Damian Priest.
It's
because I understand he comes with a big Latin fan base. I get it. But Miz and Morrison is what? A joke, right? At this point?
Yeah.
Right? So, if Miz and Morrison is a joke, and then you have a star of Priest level, and then you put a skinny dude like Bad Bunny in it, I'm pretty sure they're going to have a tag team match at WrestleMania, right? I'm pretty sure.
Hmm?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
But, I mean, like, it's going to make – it'll kind of – like, the pairing doesn't make sense, but it'll make it, – the pairing makes sense, of course, the Hispanic base, whatever, but – like, is it going to make Priest look a little bit stronger? Because obviously he's going to control the whole match.
Right.
With the two. He's going to control the whole match. And then also, you got to keep in mind, WrestleMania, you know, it's a big event every year. You always have one celebrity every year who participates. Or whether it's in as a referee, or you always have one big name that just comes, does his thing for WrestleMania and leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that one. The whole thing with the Bad Bunny guy is like, you know, music is subjective, taste is subjective. I don't get into all that because it's like I said, it's all subjective. One person can like this and another person cannot like this. I always say it just comes down to what can you draw? I always say that. So, I might not know nothing about Bad Bunny, but I know he has a large fan base. It is what it is. Spotify numbers, he's like number one in all these categories. So, yeah, you might have reasons not to like him for his music or just his taste. But I always say, hey, if you can put butts in seats, I would have no problem. I wouldn't care if he was speaking Yiddish, you know.
Like, if you had your business and Bad Bunny came in,
yeah,
and you put out a shirt for him just for Royal Rumble, and the thing sold out,
yeah,
you would be like, hold on.
I mean, you know what it is too? I can't be a hypocrite because I talk so much about, you know, ratings and getting people to watch this more. So if I'm going to be that type of person, I can't hypocrisize myself by saying, and if you get somebody that has, you know, large fan base numbers, don't get them. Don't have them around. I would be a hypocrite if I did that. Get everybody that you can get aboard, you know, the product. Even if I don't like it, because I always say when people talk about, you know, oh, you know, Khalib, you only like this type of wrestler. And this type. It's like, listen, I would like anybody. If you just sold, if the audience was there, I would like them all. I would like Adam Cole and all these guys if the audience was there. But the reason why I criticize is because they're not bringing in an audience, I feel like. So with the Bad Bunny guy, he is bringing in, it is a base of an audience that he's bringing in. Whether I think it's a good or not, it really doesn't matter. As long as you're bringing them in and your t-shirts are selling like hotcakes, I can't say, I would be a hypocrite if I would just come in and just dog him out. Especially since I talk about ratings and numbers so much, I would be a hypocrite.
Now, so I want to ask, Corey, I saw, well, when you sent your outline, you said Shaq versus Bad Bunny.
You know, on my phone, I had a bunch of statistics. I had numbers. I'm going to do something I haven't done before. I'm going to give him another chance before I display my numbers. I'm going to give him another. I'm telling you, I had numbers, man. I had breakdowns of segments, but you know what? I'm going to give Mr. Bunny. Do I call him Mr. Bunny? I'm not sure if I can call him that. I'm going to give him one more chance.
The thing with that is they can't water him down. They can't make him show up every Monday Night Raw until WrestleMania. Like, no. He has to pop up every now and then. Maybe do a promo backstage and something. But, like, you don't bring him out every week trying to fight either. Like, no.
I would rather see him at WrestleMania team up with Booker T, actually. But
yeah, exactly. Like, one more match. Like, Booker T and Bad Bunny versus Morrison and The Miz. Like, I'd rather see that. That would be smart.
I want to see five-time.
That would be smart.
WCW champion Booker T. Yeah.
You know, he did steal one of my songs, by the way.
Who?
You know, I'm violent. Bad Bunny.
What song did he steal?
Because you know I do write. Un Dia. You know that?
Come on, man. I wish you know Un Dia.
You know, I'm saying, do you know Un Dia?
Yes, I know it.
I literally wrote that song.
Yeah, just like you used to wrestle, right?
I have my back, my spinal. But I wrote Un Dia. It was a very special song. It's a very special song in my heart. But
go ahead, let me hear. Come on.
What you want to hear, though? What you want to hear?
I want to hear a verse.
Now, if my kid wasn't sleeping, you know, I would definitely hit a verse of Un Dia. Yeah. But, you know, that's what it is.
That wraps up episode 3, season 2. We'll be back next week. More wrestling news. We got Elimination Chamber next week, fellas.
Yeah, right? That's the next pay-per-view, right? Elimination Chamber.
Sir.
What do you guys? How do you feel about that?
I'm not even sure what the matchups are yet.
Well, just the chamber matches. I think I forget who's on the Raw one.
I know Randy. Oh, that's for the
Randy. Randy Keith
Lee, for the title.
Sheamus, Drew, and somebody else.
And they're doing, so Drew is defending at the Elimination in the Elimination Chamber.
We know Drew's gonna. No, nobody's losing the belt. I mean, it's happened, but nobody's losing that belt.
It's happened before. Some weird stuff has happened before with WWE.
I'm just going through the motions right now. I'm just gonna go through the motions. Yeah, I don't really care about it.
Before we go to, I know you know there's a SmackDown portion too. Did you guys hear the Cesaro promo?
No, I didn't hear about it. No, I didn't hear it.
I was gonna ask like, what you guys like think about it. It was just, you know, pretty much the underdog story, how he's been in the game for so long and now's his time and he thanks the people. It was just kind of like a promo to like get him over, and like everyone is talking about the promo now.
Well, he tapped out Daniel Bryan, right?
He beat him twice.
Yeah. It made him tap. That's a sign when they have you do that. But
like, I mean, all right, he wins the chamber, and then I guess whoever wins that match fights Roman Reigns the same night. We know he's not gonna lose.
You win the chamber, then you fight Roman Reigns the same night?
Yeah, for SmackDown.
Oh, if you win, shit. Wow.
Like one, you're not gonna be in the best shape of your life, clearly. And then you go to fight Roman Reigns. Now, like if I don't know, because we don't even know who Edge is picking, so never mind. Because I was gonna say
we know who Edge is picking.
Roman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
I'm like, he's picking Roman. Yes. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I think Cesaro should just win the Money in the Bank.
No.
That would probably be his like best chance to like win it.
I want to win the Miz with a cash in that stupid crack.
Is that? Oh, Lord.
WrestleMania.
He's gonna lose. He's gonna fail though. So it's all good. But yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back next week. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, or AEW.
AEW. Matt, now that we leaving real quick though, I just want to say, you know, this week AEW, I just want to say, Joey Janelle, stop wrestling. That's bro, it. That's what I wanted to just
why
say.
Why you wrestling? Why? But we'll be back next week. Follow us on Instagram at Designated Wrestling, and we'll see you guys next week, fellas. It's been a pleasure.
Sir. Yes, sir.
To the next one.
Un noche.
No,
oh, Lord.